What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Let's continue with the cut sheet here on 908. This is part 4, part quattro.
Sorry.
That's fine.
It's not like we didn't have other things planned, right?
I tweeted it out last night. I wanted to get into more Tyreek Hill stuff. I mean, all kinds of stuff out there.
So I want to give a shout out to Amy, the princess of profanity on Twitter.
She's a big wrestling fan, by the way.
She's a huge wrestling fan. I think her kids are. I'm not sure. I don't know if
that's
she
what
is.
Happens.
Yeah, I think her kids are.
There's a big fight this Saturday night.
Yeah.
A bunch of teenagers.
Yeah. I'll be there as well.
Just a teenager, it's a Nick.
By the way, so I'm not sure she's a wrestling fan, but I think her kids are. She sent me this a clip, and I always like it when we take, we don't take requests, but when people, send us stuff. That guy. This is so. All right. I want to be careful with this because these are the parents of the boy, Aiden, who was killed by that Haitian illegal immigrant
is in jail
in Springfield, Ohio. Oh. So these parents are obviously grieving, but I'm taking a little exception with what they're saying. And again, I can't imagine this tragedy. It's the worst tragedy I think I could ever imagine. I don't want to ever be in their position, and God only knows what I would say if I was. However, they spoke yesterday, and the father actually said that he wished a white person would have killed his son because Republicans are criticizing illegals.
Okay.
So let's play this. He calls out Chip Roy, Trump, Vance, all by name. You can tell where he is on the political spectrum. Yeah. Again, grieving parents. I'm not casting aspersions, but sure. I just, let's listen to this and analyze it. Cut 7, Phil, if you will, go.
Our best interest to be here after recent comments. I wish that my son, Aiden Clark, was killed by a 60-year-old white man.
Oh, boy.
But I bet you never thought anyone would ever say something so blunt. But if that guy killed my 11-year-old son, the incessant group of hate-spewing people would leave us alone. The last thing that we need is to have the worst day of our lives violently and constantly shoved in our faces. But even that's not good enough for them. They take it one step further. They make it seem as though our wonderful Aiden appreciates your hate, that we should follow their hate. And look what you've done to us. We have to get up here and beg them to stop. Using Aiden as a political tool is, to say the least, reprehensible for any political purpose. And speaking of morally bankrupt, politicians, Bernie Moreno, Chip Roy, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, they have spoken my son's name and used his death for political gain. This needs to stop now. They can vomit all the hate they want about illegal immigrants, the border crisis, and even untrue claims about fluffy pets being ravaged and eaten by community members. However, they are not allowed, nor have they ever been allowed to mention Aiden Clark from Springfield, Ohio. I will listen to them one more time to hear their apologies. To clear the air, my son, Aiden Clark, was not murdered. He was accidentally killed by an immigrant from Haiti. This tragedy is felt all over this community, the state, and even the nation. But don't spin this towards hate. In order to live like Aiden, you need to accept everyone. Choose to shine. Make the difference, lead the way, and be the inspiration. What many people in this community and state and nation are doing is the opposite of what you should be doing. Sure, we have our problems here in Springfield and in the U.S., but does Aiden Clark have anything to do with that? Did you know that an 11-year-old boy could be passionate about gardening, that he could haggle for a better price at a yard sale?
Okay, so I don't know the specifics of that tragedy. Whatever that father said, I'm assuming is true. I would say this. I have never been one of these people to tell other parents how to parent. So it doesn't matter to me how anybody views what I'm about to say. I have no problem with what he said there because I can't imagine what he's dealing with knowing that his child was killed. Like, that's every parent's worst nightmare, right? Like, you never want to be the one as the parent that buries your child. You've always heard people say, it's my child that is supposed to bury me. And I don't know the backstory of the death, nor have I heard Trump or Vance say whatever. And I'm not defending Trump or Vance for whatever. But the sad reality is that that is politics. And I don't know how Lake and Riley's parents feel with their daughter who was murdered by an illegal immigrant and raped and beaten and all the specific details of that Athens, Georgia case. So, again, I don't know the backstory to that. Was Aiden Clark accidentally killed? If so, how? I don't know. Was it a car accident? I mean, I don't know.
Well, it was a car accident. Yeah.
It was a
car. But he didn't have a valid license.
He didn't have a valid license. He's in jail. The illegal immigrant is in prison.
Good.
And it was a huge story. It was last summer, and it was that he struck a school bus full of kids, injuring many dozens of children, and 11-year-old Aiden was killed. So it's to say, you know, look, to say that it was an act. Look, first of all, my condolences to this grieving dad.
Yes,
but, you know, but I just think that the truth is that it wasn't even Trump. It just became a flashpoint last summer when this school bus was struck. And there were a lot of parents who were speaking out about it at the time who were very angry and saying, here we go again. This is another issue of, you know, somebody who shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
You know, if they. So those other parents of their kids who survived but suffered great injury, they had a right too, as well.
Yeah. And to my pushback to that father there, though, would be with, I mean, I don't know how many times you said the word hate. It's not hating on people that are here illegally. It's hating on the system that allows them to be here illegally.
Yep.
And the Democrats who have allowed 15, 18, 21 million, whatever the number is, we have no idea the true number. But all I know is it is exponentially worse than it was under Trump. And, oh, by the way, under Obama. So that's what I hate.
If they had better systems in place,
right,
then their child may still be alive.
Right.
And look, I would probably react in a completely different way. I would want people's heads. I would want to kill the individual who did that. I'm not a rational human. But to say that he would have rather had a 60-year-old white man kill his son.
Yeah, so is he trying to say that Trump wouldn't talk about that if it was a 60-year-old white man as opposed to an illegal immigrant?
He's just a grieving dad.
He's not even rational. I get it, but I just...
Because I wouldn't want a 60-year-old white man to kill my kid either.
I don't know, Gom. Dawn. You said he's a grieving dad. I 100% agree with that, but he was very... It's not like he was hysterical in that. He was very calm in that speech. Very calm. More calm than I would have been.
It was a 36-year-old man named Hermanio Joseph, and he crashed into the school bus a year ago in August, and he was sentenced to 9 to 13.5 years. Okay, the man, the illegal individual, who did more than driving without a license. I mean, he obviously was driving erratically and so on and so forth.
But this was not a intentional, like, ambush, right?
He didn't drive it.
Just wanted to clarify.
But again, he was driving without a license. We chastise people. And again, he's doing time. So I guess, you know, justice has been served. But, like, we chastise people who drive drunk or drive without a license and ram into people. Like, yeah. I don't know. I just feel like... This is a tough one for me. It's a tough one.
But I think this is where the context and all the little nuanced elements matter. Trump's, quote, our side of the aisle, not technically wrong. Because, look, if we had a better system in place, there is mathematically better odds that this guy would not have been here. And that kid would be... better mathematical chance that he's alive today.
To play devil's advocate, then, if one of our kids, I don't want to personalize it to you or Dawn, I'll include myself in this too.
Yeah, yeah.
If one of our kids was killed like this, would we want his death or her death to be used as a political football? Probably not, right?
Yeah, I would say probably not as well. I think, again, you know, politics, you know, matter. It's a big thing. But I do think, like, you know, there is the line. Like I said with, you know, 9/11, I'm totally fine with Trump and Kamala shaking hands on 9/11. I'm not okay with Joe Biden laughing and having a good old time. Now I'll put the Trump hat on. And see, that's where I can separate the difference. This here is where, again, I can separate and say, you know, politics aside, I probably would not be. I mean, look, behind closed doors, am I saying that to my wife? You know, if we had a better border, you know, our daughter would be alive today. I don't have a major issue with what he said, in part because I truly don't know how I would respond. We all think we know until we get to be in that person's shoes.
You're
and
right.
I knock on wood that I never have to be in that shoe.
This was a situation where the bottom line is this man was convicted by a jury and sentenced to up to 13 and a half years behind bars. And among the charges, involuntary manslaughter, vehicular homicide. And so for anybody to say that the person was charged with murder, well, it's involuntary manslaughter. So let's parse words. This caused an uproar because the parents of, you know, dozens of kids who were this school bus, this guy in a minivan crossed the center lane and smashed into the school bus at such force that the school bus flipped over. Okay, this was a horrific accident. And it was not a 6-year-old whatever. It was this dude who was driving, and his excuse was, well, he has a Mexican driver's license. And so people were outraged at the time. It happened 1 year ago. And so my heart goes out to this family. This is horrific, but I would suggest people not say, I guess that the parents don't want their child's name said. Contrarily, I will say, in my experience covering murder victims or people, you know, killed like in these involuntary manslaughter type crashes, most people do want their loved one remembered. They want you to remember their child. And
as a political football, though, like, do you want it to, like, do you?
Well, when it comes to shootings, we always say, let's say the names of the victims, not the shooter itself, right?
Like, I think in the context of, to your point, I think in the context of just a heightened political season, I think these grieving parents want their son's name remembered. But I think that they don't want it in this context because it's an ugly, divisive, you know, debate going on. But the fact of the case is that this illegal person was driving at such force, crossed over. I don't know if there was intoxicated. I don't know why he crossed the line, but he did. And he has been convicted. He is convicted of this, of manslaughter charges. And it's a horrific case.
I will say one last thing. The dad won't like this, but on the debate stage on Tuesday night, it would have served Trump better to bring up this case as opposed to dogs or birds or geese.
Yeah.
I mean, because this is 100% verified, so.
Well, talk about, you know, not just, you know, the conviction, but talk about the fact that you have, you know, many, many thousands, apparently, of individuals within those migrants who are hardworking. And Mike DeWine, the Republican Ohio governor, released a statement, and he said the vast majority of the people we've welcomed here from Haiti are hardworking family people. We welcome them here. The problem is that with the Biden-Harris situation, it was supersized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they have 20,000 people descending out of town of 60,000. They just can't handle it.
Well, of course not.
You know, the resources.
Yes.
On top of it, unfortunately, within the good folks, there's a tiny group mm-hmm. of very bad and crime, you know, predators.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
Absolutely. 855-839-1210. Phil is in Telford. Phil is up next. Phil, go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, listen, now, I in case I didn't hear it right, but was the father actually talking about immigrants eating cats?
Did he chime on that too?
He did.
He did bring something up to that.
He did, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's where he lost me. So that's fine. I know he's grieving and all that kind of stuff, but he made it from the death of his child to politics. Like, that had nothing to do with the death of his child. So he showed his true colors and why he was in front of that microphone.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Although I could see a scenario where perhaps even a Republican that agrees with Trump on immigration and the border might say, don't bring up my child because now it hits differently because it is so personalized. You might not be wrong, sir, in using it politically from a factual standpoint, but I would prefer you don't because now it really impacts me because it was my child. But yeah, I think in this case specifically, which is ultimately what matters, not hypotheticals, this person was not on the right side of the political spectrum.
By the way, Amy weighed in. She says, thanks for the shout out. And yes, I and my whole family are wrestling fans.
I knew she was.
Are you a Roman Reigns fan? Or are you a John Cena fan? Oh, John Cena retired, didn't he?
Yeah. He's washed. He's like Biden. Yeah. He's done. Get out of here. He's doing a Honda commercial.
I saw Bret Hart came back from Calgary.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
By the way, the 36-year-old Haitian immigrant who was convicted just in July tried, his court-appointed attorneys, they've tried to appeal and overturn the conviction saying he has protected status.
Oh.
So part of the outrage in the community there is, I know Greg was trying to make it lighthearted. And
stuff, No, go.
The part of the outrage in that community, if you're the parents of, you know, the other kids who had to be hospitalized in this, and the first responders, you know, coming to an upside down bus full of 52 little kids who are bloody and screaming, okay? There was outrage after this, and then the trial just happened in May. The guy is convicted, and now within the last, like, 8 weeks, the guy tries to get it overturned with court-appointed attorneys. A lot of people in that community are outraged with this kind of situation.
855-839-1210. Voicemails in 20 minutes, but up next, a great opportunity for an even better cause right here on Kale and Company. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
All of us have been impacted directly or indirectly by the terrible six-letter word that is cancer. And here to talk about that and a great opportunity for an even better cause, the legendary basketball coach of the St. Joseph's Hawks, a guy who I watched for many, many years, and actually as a Temple grad, even was rooting for Jameer Nelson and Delonte West on that great squad. Coach Phil Martelli is with us. Coach, good to have you on the show this morning.
Great to be with you, Neil. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Let's start, first of all, you know, I could go through the routine of, you know, your coaching career. You had such an amazing career. Yeah. But, you know, I know that you are still a very active guy, both in, you know, your passions, but also professionally. Before we get to the big announcement, what have you been up to recently in your personal life that I know is a new endeavor or venture, so to speak?
Well, I've reestablished myself in Philadelphia. I was never far away. My wife, Judy, had stayed in media, and we were going back and forth for the 5 years that I was in Michigan. When I came home on May 1, I set out to create an idea that would give back to the community that has given me and my family so much. So, for lack of a better term, I've created a business called Make a Difference.
Mm-hmm.
In May and June, I was saying this is what I hope to do. Now I am, Neil, straight up saying, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into schools, Nick. I'm going to go into corporate Delaware Valley, and I want to talk to them about leadership and about coaching, because I believe everybody out there, you're not just a radio host. You're the coach of this segment. So what do we share in common? And I have stories, not Yuck It Up banquet stories, but these are stories with themes. And my intention is, starting with schools, is to go into 140 school districts this year. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for the invites. I've had an opportunity in the last couple of weeks to go into three different schools, and it's just been terrific. And I want to start with the staff and the bus drivers and the maintenance people, the administrative staff, the principals, the teachers, because they're heroes. Mm-hmm. And they take a lot of body blows, but they are heroes. And then I expand that into corporate. So whether it's the CEO, the head of a sales force, an intern, my stories will resonate. And they're going to resonate with at least one person that had an audience. So I've started this quote-unquote business of make a difference. And I'm looking to build. And I sit here every day, and I'm a novice with the computer, but I sit here and think, okay, how can I touch one person who then can touch one other person to say, you know what, I didn't come home to retire, and I know we're going to talk about golf. I didn't come home to just play golf, and I didn't come home to say, well, you know what, you got a quick tongue and a quick wit, and just go do TV. No, I have to make a difference, because so many people in this area have made a difference with me. So I have a management group. I have a website. I have all kinds of stuff. But I'm just sitting here waiting for the phone to ring and go out there to help one organization be a little bit better tomorrow.
Well, I know you're going to be working with companies and nonprofits from basketball to the business world. But Phil, you've always been a big philanthropy guy, co-founder of the Philly chapter of the American Cancer Society, Coaches Versus Cancer program. You guys have raised $20+ million in over 25 years for cancer research. It's such a inspirational and heartwarming endeavor that you and other coaches, because I think, you know, no matter what walk of life you come from in sports, in politics, whatever it might be, you know, cancer is one of these galvanizing mm-hmm. things that unites Americans. And a lot of times when you have those conversations and you have those great moments, there's not a dry eye in the house. So we are very honored to have you and to be a part of a big golf outing that is going to be happening. And we are talking about a day of golfing, eating, and fighting cancer, as we will be doing a Kale and Company Big Five Coaches Golf Spectacular in partnership with the Coaches Versus Cancer and the 28th annual Jim Maloney Golf Classic, which is coming up in just about 10 days, September 23rd at Huntington Valley Country Club, a course that I can't even get on. So I'm ecstatic to be a part of it, and I know you will be a part of the golf festivities for sure. Let me ask you, I know this is a great endeavor for a great cause. Where's the golf game at right now, Phil? Be honest. You're on the radio.
Nick, I have to be honest. If you were going to write a check, if I said, Nick, write a check. Dawn, write a check for $1,000. If I could find my golf clubs, I have no idea.
Well, that's how I know my golf swing. I can't find that either.
I will. I'm sitting in my home office here. I'm looking out the window. And for 5 years at Michigan, I would look out my office window, and right across the street was the University of Michigan golf course. And we were given 9 free rounds a year. And so I guess by my math, I'm owed 45 rounds of golf at Michigan. I never took my clubs. And if you said to me today, where do you think your clubs are? I don't know. What I can do out there is I can run my mouth. I love it. And I love, because on the course, Nick, You're not a radio host. You're not one of the leading guys in Philadelphia. You're not a basketball coach. You're just a guy out there with three of your friends and telling stories, and some of them are true and some of them are falsehoods, but it's just a remarkable way. And for this, anything that anybody can do, you know, and people talk about the $21 million that's been raised in Philadelphia. It's not enough, because somebody in your listening audience is going to hear that a family member has cancer, or they may have cancer, or a business colleague, or somebody from your church, or somebody from a charitable endeavor that you're involved with. And cancer straight up is a bully. It does not discriminate. Nope. So we cannot fight it like it's a straight, fair one. Yep. You know, like the older people in Philadelphia would say, oh, when I got offered a fair one, man, you and me are going to just go, and then best man's going to win. Mm-hmm. Now, cancer is a bully. We must crush it. And your efforts are a step along the way to crushing cancer. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Nick, and everybody involved at your station for backing Coaches versus Cancer.
No, Phil, it's my honor. For those who don't know, this golf classic will honor the memory of former Temple men's basketball coach Jim Maloney in his 14 years behind the bench with former coach John Chaney, who, by the way, his last year was my senior year at Temple. So this definitely hits home. Maloney mentored future NBA guys, if you remember, Aaron McKee on that 0-1 Sixers team. He was a Temple guy. Eddie Jones, great player for the Lakers. In attendance with Phil Martelli and myself will include Fran Dunphy, who's coached at multiple Big Five schools. Kyle Neptune, who, if I recall, he's now up at Lehigh coaching that squad. So there's going to be Amy Fadul from NBC Philadelphia for NBC Sports, formerly Comcast Sports. So it's going to be a great day. And you can now place, and I'll tweet out the link during the break.
It's up on the YouTube chat, too.
It's up now? Yeah. Okay, beautiful.
It's September 23rd?
Yep. Yep.
That's
and
wonderful.
You can place your bid for the threesome to join myself. Fran's going to be there. Phil, you're going to be there. We're going to have golf. There's going to be a cocktail hour, which is my favorite part of the day. there's going to be a dinner, the whole bit. So I'm looking forward to it, Phil. And I know I've interviewed you years ago in sports, but I've actually never been in person with you. So this will be a first-time pleasure.
Nick, if you have a second, I have a great John Chaney This Golf Classic and Huntington Valley story.
Yep.
John Chaney had never played golf, decided to take up golf, and he took up golf at Huntington Valley, which is hills and tough shots after tough shots after tough shots. The first round of golf that he ever played. When John wanted clubs, he called Nike. He was working with Nike on basketball, and they sent him clubs. He requested the clubs that Tiger Woods uses. They sent him those clubs. He was out on the course, and Fran Dunphy and I were riding around. We rode up to see his swing, and when we went into his bag to pull out the clubs were still in the wrapping, so like the cellophane, whatever they call that wrapping.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, John, you have to take the wrap off the clubs. And he looked at us like we had seven heads, and he said, this is the way Nike sent them to me. This is the way Tiger uses them.
Ah,
he played 18 rounds of golf, 18 holes of golf.
That's amazing.
With the wrap on his club.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's John Chaney in a nutshell.
And he shot it two over.
I'll be two over after the first hole. Phil, thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
Crush cancer.
Yes.
Crush cancer.
And
I love
we will
you.
Put out that link right now. Thank you very much, there, Coach. We'll see you in a couple of days.
Pride of St. Philomena.
Thanks for including me.
Yep. There he is, Phil Martel. Go ahead, Don. You were saying?
No, Pride of St. Philomena. He's a Hall of Famer, local.
That's amazing.
I love you.
So the it all goes to charity. The bidding is now live. It's up on, if you're watching right now on YouTube, the link is up there on YouTube. Nick will tweet it out as well. All the money goes to the American Cancer Society, and it's a great cause. You can do a threesome, a golf threesome. Let me say that again, golf threesome with Nick Cale. And raise money for a great cause.
Got to work with infants at some point.
I just said it's
yeah.
No, and Phil Martelli is just the salt of the earth.
Yep.
I know him from, you know, through personal stuff too, St. Philomena's Church, where I was married, and Hall of Famer, and just seen his wife, Judy. But he's, to play golf with him and spend time with him, what a wonderful experience. And the stories, like, he just told. But you'd never know he's actually a legacy locally, you know, and that's just it. When you, to be with him, what an honor. So that's amazing.
Monday, September 23rd, link is up there on the YouTube chat, youtube.com/1210WPHD. I'm sure Nick's going to tweet it out. It's also on 1210WPHD.com. So if you want it, you know, if you want to put your bid in there to play golf with Nick Cale, meet Phil Martelli and Fran Dunphy and all those, you know, good people. The link is up there now.
Yes, and you can come and we can talk about the debate and disagree, and then I'll shout at you on the golf course when I put a ball into the trees.
And Nick might buy you a drink.
Seven of them. All right, we'll come back. Get to it right
voicemails,
now?
Voicemails,
All right, let's do it.
Maybe he didn't do quite as well in the debate, which is fine. It was a 90-minute debate. He might have one more. I don't care about those two debates. I care about his 4 years of service that he produced, and what kind of 4 years of service did she produce. That's why my vote has got to go with Trump.
I agree, and I hope that the small sliver of maybe the undecideds and or the independents will look at, you know, the results from 2017 through 2019. You can omit COVID, 2020, the final year of Trump. You can even, if you'd like, omit the first year of Biden dealing with COVID in 2021, but then look at 22, 23, and 24. Common sense says advantage Trump, but we don't live in common sense times.
Hey, guys, I just want to go back to the Tariq Hill incident. Now, this guy plays a violent sport, played with a bunch of, let's call them, attempted murderers, because that's what they're trying to do every time he gets the ball. They're trying to kill him. End of story. This man gets pulled over by a police officer. He's not trying to hurt him. He's just doing his job. He wants you to comply. And when you don't do that, they get frustrated. Sorry you got taken to the ground and your knee almost got hurt. But what happens in a football game is if they break your leg, they're going to laugh at you, possibly get a 15-yard penalty. And then at the end of the day, go back to their mansion. They're not going to ruin their lives like get fired for killing you. Okay, that's the difference from being in law enforcement and being a coddled millionaire.
Amen to that.
Stop
brother.
It with this bull.
Oh, nice little pause for effect. I like it. Sounds like me from a few days ago. You know, I agree with that. Charles Barkley coming out, calling Tyreek Hill a race baiter, and all of those that are calling for the cop's job as race baiters. Tyreek Hill at a press conference yesterday, I believe, said that he now owns some of it and said he could have handled it better, but is still calling for the officer to lose his job.
Yeah, that was a clip we didn't get to today. Yeah,
we'll get to it tomorrow.
By the way, voicemails today was sponsored by Natural Lands. Every 70 days, a mature oak tree produces enough oxygen to support a human for 1 year. Natural Lands has preserved more than 125,000 acres of open space in our region, including millions of oak trees. Learn more at natlands.org. Natural Lands, land for life and nature for all.
So yeah, there you go. I can attest to that. It gives me the oxygen to bloviate for 4 hours
a day.
I'm
so pissed.
Oh, boy. Sorry. Ooh. Sorry. Sorry.
One more time. He's so pissed about something. That's all I heard.
He was so pissed at, I don't know. We'll play that one tomorrow. But first, we have to get to this. Oh, my God.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kaylee Company.
Today, September 11th, and
that was yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Boy.
Somebody's pissed. Wrong today.
I will be. I need to have a meeting with myself.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kaylee Company.
Today, September 12th.
Yes.
We celebrate the birthdays of Jennifer Hudson, who's now 43. Ben Folds of Ben Folds 5, who's now 58. And Jerry Beckley from America, who's now 72. Heavenly birthday shout out to Neil Peart of Rush. And Barry White. We also lost Johnny Cash on this day in 2003.
Oh.
Singles include Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance in 2006, Children of the Revolution by T-Rex in 72, and Modern Love by Bowie in 83. Albums include Pump by Aerosmith in 89, Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd in 75, Death Magnetic by Metallica in 2008, and Free Your Soul and Save My Mind by Suicidal Tendencies in 2000. Also in 70, CCR topped the UK album chart. In 87, MJ kicks off the Bad Tour. In 2012, Matchbox 20 hits number one on the album chart. And in 93, Garbage finds their lead singer Shirley Manson in a video by her current band Angelfish. But lastly, on this day in 2007, the surviving members of Led Zeppelin announced their reunion concert. Over 1 million people registered for just 18,000 tickets. For KO Company, I'm Phil Alquist.
All right, Philip, thank you very much. Two straight days of My Chemical Romance making today in music history. Didn't have that on my bingo card. Dawn is coming up in 9 minutes. We find out what she has at the top of the hour.
Oh, there's so much breaking, so much developing. So we'll have some new news on the economy. And look at where Philadelphia inflation, where does our inflation rate rank in the nation? So we'll have those fresh numbers for you. I believe Kathy Barnett is on the docket. We have Trump campaign people on the docket. There's so much happening locally, and we'll have we're jam-packed with guests, jam-packed with developing stories this morning. Got it all for you.
All right.
Doug Burgum event in Chester County, by the way. Trump Force 47. Burgum.
Are you doing that tonight as well as politics and
place? So I'm trying to do that because it's 2:30.
Okay.
And it's out in Chester County in Westchester.
Don't be late tonight, my love.
I know. So I can't, like, I have to deal, and then I got to drop off the birthday cake for the football, you know, cuz it's David's birthday
and
Eddie's birthday. So, like, you know,
you have a long day today.
I have a long day every day.
You do. I don't.
That's all right.
I don't envy you, but I do respect you.
But Larry calls me a vampire.
You are.
So it's I'm energized. We have to be energized.
You're right. We'll be like that all the way through through Thanksgiving, and then I'm done. All right, that'll do it for us. Everybody, hopefully we'll see you tonight, Politics Pints. Collingswood, New Jersey, Scottish Rite Auditorium, Donald Trump Jr., Dom Giordano, Dawn, myself, Greg. We'll all be out there. We'll chop it up. We'll have some fun. We'll have a few drinks. You can tell me you hate the show. You can tell me you love the show, and we'll have a good time because it's all fun and games. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your day, and I believe Stocker has...
I'm going to need to have a meeting with myself.
Yeah.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.